Hello.
Now we're recording. Yay!
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
We're back. We're still alive.
We are.
We're not busy anymore.
Oh my God, I feel like that was the
longest summer ever.
I didn't feel like it was a long summer. I felt like it was just a very busy summer. Like we did a lot of things this summer.
Yeah, we did.
But I also did
a lot of nothing.
Yeah. But I mean, normally I'm ready to like wish away the summer. I've said this to you a bunch.
Yeah.
I'm ready to wish away the summer, but like not this year, man.
No. That's okay.
I summered so hard.
Coming up on a hot flash or a heat wave.
Are we really?
A hot flash.
A hot
flash. Because Mother Nature...
Tell us how old we are without telling us how old we are.
She's a fickle bitch. I might as well start calling it a hot flash because she's like, oh, I don't want to be hot today. I don't know why we don't call it a hot flash instead of a heat wave.
I don't know. Oh, is this...
Okay, all right, we're doing... So because it's recording right now, it's 9:08 in the morning, so it's
before work.
It's before work, so obviously we can't drink because we are...
Law-abiding citizens.
Yes, and reliable artists. So we're going to start the day off with a shot of espresso.
Mind you, I've never done just a straight shot of espresso.
And then we have Dirty Chais, which is a chai with an extra shot of espresso in it. So that's going to be our thing.
My God, my eyeballs are going to be pinned open today.
Yeah, this is your fault.
Yay! Oh, God.
This or alcohol? We can't do that legally. People sip this.
Why? Oh, that wasn't... Ugh.
It's just very bitter.
That is very bitter.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's, I don't think it was the coffee because the coffee itself was good. Like it's high quality coffee.
Oh, it's so good. This is coffees from Better World and it's one of
which
our favorite
we love
places.
So much. I don't know if they're going to hear this, but we love it so much.
It is. It's good.
But oh, straight. That's like just straight.
Also, it's not warm anymore.
Yeah.
I got it like 20 minutes ago, but.
Ooh, that chai's good. I already feel it coursing through my body. Thank God.
So heat hit you in the soul.
Yeah, it just made me hot. Jesus.
She's taking off her jacket now.
Oh my God.
So this summer we...
What did we do?
Read books.
Yeah, we started a book club, guys. It's so great.
It's awesome. And I'm living my best
life. I am living my best life.
I've been doing like a... I was saying I do like a baby book club because my twin and I read the same exact book typically. And
right.
We just go back and forth and talk about the book like by ourselves, mm-hmm. like as we read it. But now...
You have other friends.
Now I have more than half of the studio here reading books. Not everybody's reading the same book, but...
But we're all
books
reading
that I have,
books.
And I'm obsessed.
It's kind of cool.
Living my best life right now.
Yeah, I go through waves of, like, being really into my books, reading and crushing, like... Like, during COVID, I crushed probably... One series I read was 18 books.
Yeah.
And I listened to all of them, read or listened to all of them.
I think in 2020, I read like 200 books.
Yeah. It's just, I feel like waves.
Everybody did though. Well, everybody read a lot.
Well, I mean, what else are we doing?
Nothing.
So yeah, I read a lot of books like up and down, but I had to take a step back from the murder podcasts. I just needed a break.
I've been hitting those hard too.
I haven't.
But also like reading books with everybody else has not changed my pattern. I've always been reading.
Right.
I always read, like I'll either read throughout the day, which is why it's on my Kindle on my phone,
right.
or I read like an hour or two at night.
Yeah.
Every day.
I don't know why I'm looking into that Kindle Air, that paper one, that little thin one.
Yeah.
It's like teeny.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know because I feel like I just want to
I feel like a love-hate relationship with physical books.
Yeah, I know.
I love them.
Did you spray your edges?
I didn't. I drank too much last night.
So there's the booze, guys.
There's the booze
There's
part.
The booze.
I still probably have remnants in it in my bloodstream.
Oh, my God.
I was making daiquiris, man. They were good.
Yeah, I love a good strawberry daiquiri.
That's what I was drinking. But Kevin bought coconut rum.
Aww.
It's like coconut water rum. I'm like, Daddy can't drink this. He's like, is Daddy coming over? I'm like... Maybe.
Just in case.
Like, you don't know. It was like 9 o'clock at night last night.
What was I doing at 9 o'clock? I was probably in bed last night at 9 o'clock.
Well, it's from the night before, too. Because
the night before I was up.
Yeah, because kids.
Because kids. Your kids started school.
They did. So now I have...
Major life changes are happening, kind of.
Milestones.
Yeah.
But they're acting like it's no big deal at all. And they're
you
just...
You know what's... I've noticed your kids are, like, it's hard to phase your kids. Like,
maybe because I started scaring them before they... Hello.
Now we're recording. Yay!
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
We're back. We're still alive.
We are.
We're not busy anymore.
Oh my God, I feel like that was the
longest summer ever.
I didn't feel like it was a long summer. I felt like it was just a very busy summer. Like we did a lot of things this summer.
Yeah, we did.
But we also did
a lot of nothing.
Yeah. But I mean, normally I'm ready to like wish away the summer. I've said this to you a bunch.
Yeah.
I'm ready to wish away the summer, but like not this year, man.
No. That's okay.
I summered so hard.
Coming up on a hot flash or a heat wave.
Are we really?
A hot flash.
A hot
flash. Because Mother Nature...
Tell us how old we are without telling us how old we are.
She's a fickle bitch. I might as well start calling it a hot flash because she's like, oh, I want to be hot today. I don't know why we don't call it a hot flash instead of a heat wave.
I don't know. Oh, is this...
Okay, all right. We're doing... So because it's recording right now, it's 9:08 in the morning. So it's
before work.
It's before work. So obviously we can't drink because we are...
Lying citizens.
Yes, and reliable artists. So we're going to start the day off with a shot of espresso.
Mind you, I've never done just a straight shot of espresso.
And then we have Dirty Chais, which is a chai with an extra shot of espresso in it. So that's going to be
I love.
Our thing.
My God, my eyeballs are going to be pinned open today.
Yeah, this is your
fault. Yay! Oh, God.
This or alcohol? We can't do that legally. People sip this.
Why? Oh, that wasn't... Ugh.
It's just very bitter.
That is very bitter.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's, I don't think it was the coffee because the coffee itself was good. Like it's high quality coffee.
Oh, it's so good. This is coffee from Better World and it's one of our
favorite
places.
Which we love so much. I don't know if they're going to hear this, but we love it so much.
It is. It's good.
But oh, straight. That's like just straight.
Also, it's not warm anymore.
Yeah,
I got it like 20 minutes ago. But.
Ooh, that chai's good. I already feel it coursing through my body. Thank God.
So heat hit you in the soul.
Yeah, it just made me hot. Jesus.
She's taking off her jacket now.
Oh my God.
So this summer we...
What did we do?
Read books.
Yeah, we started a book club, guys. It's so great.
It's awesome. And I'm living my best
life. I am living my best life.
I've been doing like a... I was saying I do like a baby book club because my twin and I read the same exact book typically. And
right.
We just go back and forth and talk about the book like by ourselves, mm-hmm. like as we read it. But now...
You have other friends.
Now I have more than half of the studio here reading books. Not everybody's reading the same book, but...
But we're all books reading that I books.
Have, and I'm obsessed.
It's kind of cool.
I'm living my best life right now.
Yeah, I go through waves of, like, being really into my books, reading and crushing, like... Like, during COVID, I crushed probably... One series I read was 18 books.
Yeah.
And I listened to all of them, read or listened to all of them.
I think in 2020, I read like 200 books.
Yeah. It's just, I feel like waves.
Everybody did though. Well, everybody read a lot.
Well, I mean, what else are we doing?
Nothing.
So yeah, I read a lot of books like up and down, but I had to take a step back from the murder podcasts. I just needed a break.
I've been hitting those hard too.
I haven't.
But also like reading books with everybody else has not changed my pattern. I've always been reading.
Right.
I always read, like I'll either read throughout the day, which is why it's on my Kindle on my phone, or I read like an hour or two at night every day.
I don't know why. I don't know why I'm looking into that Kindle Air, that paper one, that little thin one.
Yeah.
It's like teeny.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Cause I feel like I just want it.
I have a love-hate relationship with physical books.
Yeah, I know.
I love them.
Did you spray your edges?
I didn't. I drank too much last night.
So there's the booze, guys.
There's the booze
There's
part.
The booze.
I still probably have remnants in it in my bloodstream.
Oh, my God.
I was making daiquiris, man. They're good.
Yeah, I love a good strawberry daiquiri.
That's what I was drinking. But Kevin bought coconut rum.
Aww.
It's like coconut water rum. I'm like, Daddy can't drink this. He's like, is Daddy coming over? I'm like... Maybe.
Just in case.
Like, you don't know. It was like 9 o'clock at night last night.
What was I doing at 9 o'clock? I was probably in bed last night at 9 o'clock.
Well, it's from the night before, too. Because
the night before I was up.
Yeah, because kids.
Because kids. Your kids started school.
They did. So now I have...
Major life changes are happening, kind of.
Milestones.
Yeah.
But they're acting like it's no big deal at all. And they're
you
just...
You know what? I've noticed your kids are, like, it's hard to phase your kids. Like,
maybe because I started scaring them before. welcome back.
Welcome back.
When exactly we lost you, but hello.
Shoot.
This is what happens when it's in the morning. We're not caffeinated.
Yeah. So, brief recap. We started a book club, drank a shot of caffeine. Sabrina's kids started school. Sabrina got drunk last night, and I went to bed at 9 o'clock.
Yep. Basically.
And we turned the studio into a bunch of bookworms, which is kind of fun.
Everybody likes to read. But yeah, no, my kids are not phased by much.
They are not. Yes, we were just saying that adaptable. Sabrina's kids are not phased by, like, this big life change of theirs. They don't really even.
They're like, all right, this is what we're doing.
This is what we do.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it could be worse. They could be worse. Like, screaming.
They could be. I could be dealing with a crying kid. I don't want to go. I miss you.
I feel like that would be crazy. Like, how would you even deal with that?
I don't know. I'd be like, bye.
Sorry, gotta go.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. We were also saying, we don't know when this stopped. We were also saying that I'm not ready for summer to be over, really.
No. We have the heat wave / hot flash of Mother Nature coming this week. And I know I have at least a barbecue. Not your barbecue. Another barbecue.
Yep, same.
I have some football games starting because fall's coming in full swing. Some nieces and nephews got cheer to watch.
Yeah.
Somebody's birthday that I need to celebrate.
Whose birthday's coming?
Loretta's.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was last weekend.
It's actually tomorrow. It's her birthday.
Oh, yay.
So happy birthday, Loretta. I don't think she listens, but if you ever do.
Well, you can show her this episode and happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Loretta.
God.
And she hates birthdays, so we're going to go make it a thing.
I love my birthday.
I love everybody's birthday.
You do?
I make it. It's not just like, birthday day or birthday month. I'm like, it's a festival of you.
Yes, I love it. And let's just here for it.
Enjoy you. You're still here. I just love festivals.
Yeah.
Any reason to celebrate, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. I feel like throwing a good party is where it's at this point.
Or just going to Hudson Taco.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go back. It was so good. Just went recently before school started.
Hudson Tacos in Newburgh, and they are
it's worth the banging. Drive, guys.
So
it's
good.
Worth the drive.
And there's a Barnes & Noble near it.
I think that espresso's making me hot.
That's funny. You're having your own hot flash?
I am.
That's crazy.
Is this happens? Is this what perimenopause feels like at almost 38?
I don't know.
Does that happen? I don't know. Does it happen that early?
Maybe. You're asking the wrong person. I'm not a medical professional.
I don't know. Oh my! I'm so mad that first little section stopped because we're almost 9 minutes deep on the video and only 3 minutes deep on the recording.
That's right. We have the other one.
Yeah,
we'll marry them.
We'll see if it works.
And then what else did we do this summer? Nothing. Traveled a little bit. You went to Arizona. I went to Rhode Island.
Yeah. Kids are huge, as per usual.
6 months is a lot.
Yeah, Jackson started kindergarten too.
Yeah.
And he's like living his little best life too.
It's crazy. We went to Legoland.
That was fun.
That was a good time.
It's a very hot day.
It was a hot day. I would buy season passes there.
Would you?
Because.
I mean, I guess your kids are the right age for it.
Yeah. I mean, I would do it just for like regular though, because it's like close.
Yep.
And then like two trips, you pay for your own, you pay for your pass.
Oh, I didn't realize they were like that cheap.
I think it's only like $100, but you go twice and you're done.
Right, yeah.
I would love to buy a season pass to like Hershey Park or like Dorney Park, but it's just so far.
It is kind of far. I would bet Legoland would be cool if they did like a Halloween thing.
They do.
Oh.
They do a Christmas thing too.
Oh.
I saw a Santa Claus Lego man on the way out.
Yes. See? That would be fun.
That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, also Halloween everything would be
Halloween
awesome.
Everything would be fun.
I don't know what I'm going to dress up as yet.
You know, me neither. I haven't gotten there.
Kinsley wants to be a tree. So I'm going to dress her like a potted plant. A
potted plant. And put her on the porch.
Well, no, we're going to walk around, but she wants to like jump scare people as we walk around.
So we got
to
put her somewhere.
She should be on the side of the road and just be like, bah! So if anybody is in our area on Halloween.
Oh, man.
Be on the lookout.
It's Monday this year.
No, it's not.
It's not?
It's on a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday?
Monday last year.
Was it?
Yeah.
Didn't we have a leap year soon?
I don't know. But we also have a Friday the 13th in October as well.
We do.
Which
sure do.
I'm not into like spooky things that way. Like
Friday the 13th is not going to be a bad day unless it's just going to be a bad day.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bad day no matter what.
The date does not change a single thing.
Exactly. Let's see.
welcome back.
Welcome back.
When exactly we lost you, but hello.
Shoot.
This is what happens when it's in the morning. We're not caffeinated.
Yeah. So, brief recap. We started a book club, drank a shot of caffeine. Sabrina's kids started school. Sabrina got drunk last night, and I went to bed at 9 o'clock.
Yep. Basically.
And we turned the studio into a bunch of bookworms, which is kind of fun.
Everybody likes to read. But yeah, no, my kids are not phased by books.
They are not. Yes, we were just saying that adaptable. Sabrina's kids are not phased by, like, this big life change of theirs. They don't really even.
They're like, all right, this is what we're doing.
This is what we do.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it could be worse. They could be worse. Like, screaming.
They could be. I could be dealing with a crying kid. I don't want to go. I miss you.
I feel like that would be crazy. How would you even deal with that?
I don't know. I'd be like, bye.
Sorry, gotta go.
No.
I don't know. Yeah, we were also saying, we don't know when this stopped. We were also saying that I'm not ready for summer to be over, really.
No. We have the heat wave / hot flash of Mother Nature coming this week. And I know personally I have at least a barbecue. Not your barbecue. Another barbecue.
Yep, same.
I have some football games starting because fall's coming in full swing. Some nieces and nephews got cheer to watch.
Yeah.
Somebody's birthday that I need to celebrate.
Whose birthday's coming?
Loretta's.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I thought that was last weekend.
It's actually tomorrow. It's her birthday.
Oh, yay.
So happy birthday, Loretta. I don't think she listens, but if you ever do.
Well, you can show her this episode and happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Loretta.
God.
And she hates birthdays, so we're going to go make it a thing.
I love my birthday.
I love everybody's birthday.
You do?
I make it. It's not just like, birthday day or birthday month. I'm like, it's a festival of you.
Yes, I love it. And I'm so here for it.
Enjoy you. You're still here. I just love festivals. Yeah. Any reason to celebrate, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. I feel like throwing a good party is where it's at this point.
Or just going to Hudson Taco.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go back. It was so good. We just went recently before school started.
Hudson Tacos in Newburgh, and they are
it's worth the banging. Drive, guys.
So
it's
good.
Worth the drive.
And there's a Barnes & Noble near it.
I think that espresso's making me hot.
That's funny. You're having your own hot flash?
I am. That's crazy. Is this what perimenopause feels like at almost 38?
I don't know.
Does that happen? I don't know. Does it happen that early?
Maybe. You're asking the wrong person. I'm not a medical professional.
I don't know. Oh my! I'm so mad that first little section stopped because we're almost 9 minutes deep on the video and only 3 minutes deep on the recording.
That's right. We have the other one.
Yeah, gosh.
We'll marry them.
We'll see if it works.
And then what else did we do this summer? Nothing. Traveled a little bit. You went to Arizona. I went to Rhode Island.
Yeah. Kids are huge, as per usual.
6 months is a lot.
Yeah, Jackson started kindergarten too.
Yeah.
And he's like living his little best life too.
It's crazy. We went to Legoland.
That was fun.
That was a good time.
It's a very hot day.
It was a hot day. I would buy season passes there.
Would you?
Because.
I mean, I guess your kids are the right age for it.
Yeah. I mean, I would do it just for like regular though, because it's like close.
Yep.
And then like two trips, you pay for your own, you pay for your pass.
Oh, I didn't realize they were like that cheap.
I think it's only like $100, but you go twice and you're done.
Right, yeah.
I would love to buy a season pass to like Hershey Park or like Dorney Park, but it's just so far.
It is kind of far. I would bet Legoland would be cool if they did like a Halloween thing.
They do.
Oh.
They do a Christmas thing too.
Oh.
I saw a Santa Claus Lego man on the way out.
Yes. See? That would be fun.
That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, also Halloween everything would be
awesome. Halloween everything would be
fun. I don't know what I'm going to dress up as yet.
You know, me neither. I haven't gotten there.
Kinsley wants to be a tree. So I'm going to dress her like a potted plant.
A potted plant. Put her on the porch.
Well, no, we're going to walk around, but she wants to like jump scare people as we walk around.
So we got
to
put her somewhere.
She should be on the side of the road and just be like, bah! So if anybody is in our area on Halloween.
Oh, man.
Be on the lookout.
On Monday this year.
No, it's not.
It's not?
It's on a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday?
Monday last year.
Was it?
Yeah.
Didn't we have a leap year soon?
I don't know. But we also have a Friday the 13th in October as well.
We do.
Which
sure do.
I'm not into like spooky things that way.
Friday the 13th is not going to be a bad day unless it's just going to be a bad day.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bad day no matter what.
Yeah, the date does not change a single thing.
Exactly. Let's see. Okay, so every 5 minutes, which is so wildly annoying.
That's okay.
I'm going to have to go through and see what we did.
That's all right. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
But yeah, fine line tattooing, that's not something we're really going
to
do.
Yeah, no. I mean, it was fun to know I could do it, but like, I want to leave the body art to the professionals.
Yeah, no. So see, we had like a brief moment where like, ooh, permanent jewelry?
I mean, I would still do that because I think it's super fun.
It's super easy. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I got a couple of pieces when I was in Arizona by the Link House, and she is lovely. Her name's Wynn, and she's like the cutest human being.
Down by your
phone. Oh my God, I'm sorry. her name is Wynn, and I got it done at the Link House in Arizona. But she's lovely, and I think it's a cool little thing.
I just can't commit to that.
Yeah, I was thinking about this one, the one on my wrist. I was like, oh, this is like a little...
It's a commitment.
It's committed. And you got to cut it off. You got to cut it off at the weld, and then they'll put it back on for you.
I don't know if I can commit to that.
I like the anklets. I got two anklets. I like those. Anklets are nice.
I can barely commit to the two earrings I have. I've changed it. We got them in February, and I've changed them out like 6 times. I know you're not supposed to touch them for 6 months, but I've done it a lot.
You have.
Yes, I have. I can't commit to things.
Oh my God. If you see this YouTube video, you can see how glowingly sweating I am from this still hot flash that I'm having. Guys, like, still having it. I don't know what is happening to me.
Mother Nature.
Oh God.
And then what else did we do this summer?
I don't know. I think that's really kind of it.
Yeah.
So I feel like this one's going to be kind of short. Just like getting back into what we did.
Back into routine. Yeah. Oh, when we saw you guys last, we had just finished 75 Hard.
Oh, yeah. And we went hard after that.
Yes, and I
drank
not,
and ate a lot this
I
summer.
Have not worked out maybe 2 days all summer.
Yeah.
I have gained back every pound that I had lost.
Plus I gained back 4 pounds.
I gained back 23 pounds. I lost 20 with 75 Hard. So I will not be doing that again. Maybe I will just work out regularly.
Yeah, I think we just got to keep it consistent. So. Consistency is the name of the game.
Along with the podcast being consistent, maybe I'll exercise again.
Yeah.
Probably not.
I'm going to try. I'm going to keep trying. I got some photographs happening at the end of the month. And
ooh, fun.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't rain. Yeah. And I just kind of, you know, want to feel like a bad bitch by my birthday.
Okay.
So.
All right.
As long as I can just stop sweating.
She's staring at it. She's dying. I'm not staring at it. I'm just looking at your face.
Because it's a wreck. So I was up entirely too late reading
a book. So the book that we love, so we got like 1 minute, was Fourth Wing.
Read it. Read it. Read it. Fall in love with it. Read it.
I cannot talk about this book enough. It was so good.
It was so good. I mean, I'll stop this. We can stop this at 5 minutes and take a commercial and spend 5 more minutes talking about Fourth Wing.
It's that good. Whatever you're reading right now, put it down or finish it right now and read Fourth Wing.
And order Iron Flame because that's coming out in November. And
top 10 or 5 best book I've ever read.
It
had everything. Love,
everything.
Dragons, trials.
Mild magic.
Yeah, it wasn't Harry Potter-esque, but it was kind of.
It was like a little.
Baby.
Yeah. It's like Harry Potter for like college kids, yeah. But with a little less magic and a little more sex.
Only like literally 2 whole scenes.
There's like 2 chapters.
It's not anything crazy.
It's not anything crazy. But again, reference point. Sabrina.
I read smut and
reading
spicy
like full smut. So yeah. Like if it's like just your first venture into
this is perfect.
Spice.
Read Iron Flame.
Read Fourth Wing. Fourth because Wing. It was the perfect amount of slow
everything.
Burn. Like I love a good slow burn, but the book I'm reading now, like it's just too slow. And they're like, oh, and our fucking hands graze. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
I know.
Get out of here with all of that.
And everybody with the whole book talk thing, Danny just shared me something where it was 2 guys and they're like, oh, you don't even know. And then, like, Colleen Hoover, she writes spicy books.
Get out of here.
Like, 50 Shades of Grey is their bedtime story. And then they compare it to Colleen Hoover. I'm
I
like,
know.
She is nothing.
Hold on. It's going to stop recording. So, quick break. We'll be right back.
Quick break.